Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. It's a Red Friday in Chiefs Kingdom as they get ready to head on the road to Baltimore. We heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, wide receiver Mecole Hardman, and safety Juan Thornhill. We'll get things started in that order with Andy Reid, then we'll hear from Mecole Hardman, then we'll take a quick break, and when we get back, you'll hear from safety Juan Thornhill. Here's Andy Reid.
All right. I really don't have any injuries for you at all. Everybody practiced and did a good job, so. Good week of practice. Our guys look forward to the challenge of playing these guys. I mean, we know they're a heck of a football team, well coached, good players, and we're playing at their place where we know it's going to be loud. So, but our guys have had a good week of preparation, getting ready for it. So, with that, time's yours.
Let's go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy. Sounds like everybody's going to be available to play, but wanted to ask you about Derek Nnadi. He's been banged up and didn't play a ton last week. How was his week of practice? And do you feel like he'll be limited in any way in terms of reps on Sunday, or is he ready to go?
No, he's ready to go. You know, it's just a matter of, getting in, doing what you have to do. So we rotate all those guys anyway, so he'll get in there a little bit.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Coach, we talked a lot about running the ball efficiently coming out of the first game. I'm wondering, when you look at the tape for the Ravens, what are some of the things that they do well as far as their rushing attack?
Well, they do a great job with it. You'd probably say that they've got the best running quarterback in the National Football League. And I'm not saying he's just a runner. I'm saying that he can run well when he decides that's what they're going to do with him. And so, and then they've got they've got good running backs. You know, they had some injuries, but the guys that they have there are good too. And whether they brought them in or didn't bring them, they're good players. And then they've got a great scheme. I mean, they do a nice job with it. And obviously their quarterback executes that very well.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
He's still in the process of getting back to 100%. Is it a situation where you guys may test to see how he feels, or do you anticipate he'll definitely be out there for at least some of the work?
Yeah, I think he'll be out there. And, he's gotten better every day that he's been going. It was mainly getting his wind back, and I think he feels pretty good with that.
Next to Herbie Teope. Go to Herbie.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. How did Frank look this past week in practice, and are you comfortable that he can assume his regular role on defense against the Ravens?
Yeah, it's stronger right now, which was important, you know, where he can actually lean on somebody. Before he could run, Herbie, he was having a hard time, you know, with the strength of it. So, he's able to support now, and that's important in, you know, that position.
Got three left. We'll go right down the line, starting with Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach. Regarding the offensive line, I'm interested in how they kind of responded this week and what you saw from them after what they learned and really that first outing for them last week.
Yeah, so they did a lot of good things last week, and particularly the three young guys. The other guys are veteran guys, and it was obviously a big challenge last week. It's going to be a big challenge this week, but I think they have an idea of the speed of the game. Now you add in the noise, this will be a new experience with the speed and how they handle that. We'll see, but they've had a good week of practice, and I think they'll probably be a little bit more comfortable this week, just having gone through it last week.
Next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Coach, I don't think Lamar Jackson has a reputation of fumbling, but he had a couple big ones last week, and you mentioned his running ability. When you're getting ready to face a quarterback like this, is there any extra attention into trying to get that ball out because he gets out there in space and maybe you can't protect it as well?
Yeah, listen, I mean, our defense works on that from day one. So Spags hammers that point home during the OTAs or training camp. Every time they get together, that's one of the things they talk about, and then they practice it. So, but listen, Lamar's not a fumbler. He had a couple of freak ones, but we're going to do what we do as far as tackling goes, and you know, we'll see what happens there. But listen, I have a lot of respect for that kid. I mean, for the things that he does and how he bounces right back and gets on to, you know, gets right back on the horse. So he's a good football player.
We'll go last to Harold Koontz. Go ahead, Harold.
Andy, twofold thing. One, with McColl and Byron and DeMarcus and those guys, I know they didn't have the receiving yards there when compared to Travis and Tyreek. Just what their conversations are throughout this week to try to get them a little more involved, if you will, in the offense. Just make sure that they know that they're still, you know, part of it going forward. And also, you're playing on the road in front of a full packed house for the first time in a couple of years. Just, is there anything you need to revisit there as the guys go back and play on the road?
Yeah, Harold, a lot of noise, man. It's going to be loud. So, you know, you got to go back and just review all the stuff you do for games like that. And so we've done that. As far as those guys go, they know that they're worked in. And sometimes it just doesn't work out where they get the ball. But there are other games here where that they've had huge plays. D-Rob's won games for us with big catches. So, and McColl has. So we've got – it's not a thing that we set all the plays for those other two. It's just sometimes that's the way it works.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no, my hand here.
No, it's all yours.
I thought we ain't on that person no more.
We are, yeah. Wednesday, Thursdays.
Thursday. Do I say got it right here?
Yeah, okay. We got you. Can you hear us?
I own this little camera right here. Y'all see my hair growing? Yeah. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's start first with there we go. Okay, let's start first with Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Right, I'll have a second one if you don't mind. Hi, McColl. I was curious, when you're in a game like last week and the script is dictating so many targets to go in the direction of Travis and Tyreek, what's the mental challenge in that? Like, how do you mentally make sure that you're keeping yourself in the game knowing that Pat can hit you at any time and you can go off?
I mean, it's part of playing your role, you know? Just being active at all times on the field, running the correct route, being the spot that you need to be in, because you never know when the ball's going to come your way. So when it do come your way, just take advantage and make the play. So but other than that, just, you know, do what you got to do. And when the ball starts to come your way, just make a play.
I'm not sure we've asked you about this aspect in a while, but as a punt returner, how do you feel as where you are and what do you feel maybe you could do a little bit better at this point?
One attempt last game. I feel like I'm still a threat back there. I think teams still feel me back there. I feel like they still make a game plan while I'm back there. So just me personally, I just got to make teams pick when they give me a chance. And I think I need to do a better job of that. Reading the holes better, you know, hitting the hole, getting them extra yardage. But other than that, man, just keep my eye on the ball, catch the ball better, make clean, you know, correct catches. And when I do, like I said, when I get that chance, just make them pick.
Next is Todd Lebo. Go, Todd.
You mentioned that punt return. If we don't ask you this, we'll never get a chance to ask again. But Coach Tobe said you had Tyreek's helmet on. Can you just take us what happened there with the punt return and how you ended up with the wrong helmet?
So basically, I won't say I was in a rush, but where I usually put my helmet at on the bench, just so what happened was Tyreek's helmet was right there. And so my helmet was like on the bench. So without just, you know, just naturally just a habit just to go grab my helmet where it used to be at. And I didn't even know, because I was standing on the sideline chilling with this helmet, like, and not even thought to look at it. And man, boy, I got on the field and I put that helmet on. I said, oh, this helmet big as hell. I'm like, like, who helmet is this? And I look, I'm like, I got Tyreek helmet. And I thought maybe somebody would have knew, or Tyreek might have knew, but by that time it was too late. And I'm like, the ball is being kicked. I'm like, man, I looked up, I couldn't see. I'm like, oh my God, just let me catch the ball and get this play out the way, you know. But yeah, it's just a minimal mistake, man. It was kind of funny a little bit after the game. But yeah, I gotta make sure I got my helmet next time. And I do it all camp to get my helmet and how ironic I miss it on the first game of the season. It's crazy.
Let's go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Good question, Todd. That was what I was going to ask. But the other one I had, just when you have a game where you're 3-for-19, how do you just try to stay encouraged and keep yourself involved in the game while it's going on when you might not be getting the targets and the yards you might want in a game?
I mean, if I had 3 targets,
I had 3 catches.
And 3 catches, right? Oh, yeah. I did my job, man. That's all you can ask for. 3 targets, 3 catches. I mean, I don't know what else, you know, to ask for. I think people got to realize, man, we got the best tight end in the league and the best receiver in the league. So who am I to try to take targets away from them guys? Like, that's just being selfish, honestly. So like I said, when I said earlier, whenever I get a chance to make a play or when the ball come my way, I'm gonna take advantage of it. So, I mean, as long as, you know, we winning and we doing everything we got to do, I mean, I have no problem with anything. By all means, throw it to them, because if you can't guard them, give them the ball.
Let's go next to Miss Karen Kornacki. Go ahead, Karen.
Hey, McCole.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Good to see you. All right, you're going into a hostile environment for the first time in a long time because fans are going to be there. One, can you talk a little about that? And two, can you talk a little bit about the Baltimore defense?
Right. It's going to be a great challenge, honestly, going into this environment. I know last year we got a chance to go there, and which looked like a great venue, but like you said, no fans. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us, you know, and the team to go in there and, you know, try to shut the crowd up a little bit, and it's going to be loud and rowdy. So it's going to really be a fun environment to play in. And the defense itself is a very physical defense. The guys just want to get in your face and, you know, and really make it tough on you in every aspect. Run the ball, to throw the ball. They do a lot of blitz packages. They're going to play man. So it's going to be up to us, you know, get open real fast and the O line to block a little bit, keep Pat clean as long as they can. So it's gonna be a very exciting game.
We'll go last to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, just an update, McCole. 3 catches on 3 targets. What I wanted to ask you though was, how much does the game plan change from week 1 to week 2? Given your experience with obviously understanding Reed's playbook, and is there excitement in knowing that maybe what the Ravens are looking at last week against the Browns is not going to be what you guys put on the field Sunday?
Oh, yeah, it's all about change up. And I think, you know, Coach Reed do a good job of making adjustments and putting in plays the best super team that we're playing. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to be involved in the game plan. And, you know, and if those targets come my way, I'm you know, take advantage. But I think the plan we got going in is a good plan. And I think Coach Reed do a good job of knowing who we playing and knowing which plays to call and which plays to, you know, to put in effect. So, I mean, it's gonna be fun to see, and just got to go out there and execute.
McCole, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
You just heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and wide receiver McCole Hardman. Now you'll hear from Chiefs safety Juan Thornhill.
Hello, Juan. Good to see you. Just wanted to ask you, what, if anything, can you take away from playing the Ravens the last couple years for this game? And what do you think worked so well in causing Nick Chubb to fumble in the third quarter?
With the Ravens, I feel like they're a heck of a team. They got pretty much every single piece that you can name. They have a quarterback that can run and throw the ball, so he can beat you with both his arm and legs. And then they just keep constantly adding receivers, like people like Sammy. Sammy is an explosive receiver. He can take the top off at any point in time. And then they got 5 out there that's running, 4-3, maybe even faster than that, that could take the top off. So it's going to be a good challenge this week. So we just got to come in with the right mentality to play as hard as we can, because we know it's going to be a dogfight regardless.
Nate, I think you had a part 2 there. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to remind you and ask, what worked well for you on the play to cause Nick Chubb to fumble the football in the third quarter, kind of as a momentum play for you guys?
So most of the time with guys, they see like there's a bunch of teammates around the ball carrier. They don't typically get in on a tackle. But with me, like, I just didn't want to stand around and just watch. I wanted to like get in on a taco as well. So like, I just saw an opportunity for me to shoot it. And then like, I just saw the ball and I literally put my hat right on the ball. And it's, I guess I got kind of lucky on that one and popped that one out.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey Juan, we talked to Tyron earlier this week and he did note a slower start for you in the last game, but then you were really coached up and you took to the coaching, obviously a really, really good second half for you. What were some of the things that maybe Merritt and Madison were telling you that maybe led to a more successful second part of that game for you?
You know, like, it's been a while since I actually, like, was out there with the ones. I mean, I was getting reps in practice, but it wasn't, like, with the game. So I just had to get the feel for the game because, like, playing in preseason is always a little bit slower than playing in the regular season. Like, everyone knows that. And with me, it just, I mean, I just had a slow start, and I just took my time, didn't get too like worked up, and just like stay really calm, and then just played as hard as I could. And Coach Merritt and Coach Sam was just telling me, keep playing my game, be the person and the player that they know I am. And then that's pretty much all they said. And I just stayed confident and wasn't trying to force too many plays. And then the plays just start coming to me.
Let's go next to Karen Kornacki. Go ahead, Miss Karen.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Hey, does practicing against Patrick Mahomes help you in any way prepare for a quarterback like Lamar Jackson?
I mean, practicing against Pat like every single day just makes everything so much easier. Like, Pat is at the top of the game. He's like number one or number two quarterback in the NFL, and I don't think I've seen many quarterbacks like him, honestly. Just if you got a quarterback that can look right and throw left, like, it can't get any harder than that, being definitely like a post player or something like that. So I feel like playing against Pat helps us a lot just because he can make every single throw, and he can also beat you with his legs as well, like as you've seen before.
I think we've got two more. We'll go Todd Lebo and then Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Todd.
A couple things here, Juan. First on that, how do you guys do scout team for Lamar Jackson? Who goes and plays quarterback for the scout team?
I mean, we got quarterbacks that can run a little bit, but I don't think there's anyone that can really run like Lamar runs. I mean, it's just, he has a total different speed. So we might have a guy in there that just a blazer, like try to find the fastest guy possible. Like, we don't really care about you throwing the football. Just try to run as fast as you can. That's how you prepare for guys like him.
And he had a couple fumbles last week, one of them on a run. And, you know, you obviously want to put your head in there and try to get the ball out. Do you have to be more aware of trying to do things like that with a running quarterback? Because maybe he gets a little looser with it when he gets down the field.
I mean, you always can try to take advantage of things like that. If you know a guy's like running with the ball loose, I mean, guys might try to go in and punch at it. But so you just take advantage of it and don't try to change your game and try to like force to get the ball out, because that's when you start missing tackles and things like that. Just let it come to you. And if it's an opportunity, you take it.
And we'll go last to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Juan, you know, you and the coaches talked about building up your confidence, and that third down breakup, you know, midway through the fourth quarter there. How big was that? How big is a play like that for you as far as just, you know, restoring your confidence and telling you that, you know, you're back where you want to be?
I mean, it's a huge play just because it's like third down. Once you make the play, the crowd goes crazy. I mean, that just shows that you can do it. Like, that's pretty much it. I mean, with me, I didn't feel like it was like anything different. I just went out there and just played the football, and me making a play, it makes you feel better. Like, it shows that you can do everything that you want to do.
Juan, we appreciate the time today. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.